All 250 employees at the University of Florida's Citrus Research and Education Center are in one way or another focused on the same thing, the eradication of citrus greening. Dr. Harold Browning greets me at the Ben Hill Griffin Jr. Reception Building. He heads the foundation charged with funding research at the center and at the other universities doing work on greening. For the 6'5" former college basketball player, it's now crunch time in the battle to save the industry.
Growers really need help right now.
Citrus greening is a terminal disease. When it infects a tree, its leaves yellow and branches die back. The fruit becomes bitter and unmarketable. They fail to ripen, staying green, and drop to the ground. The Citrus Research Center was established in 1917 in the heart of Florida's citrus industry. The oldest buildings date back to the 40s or 50s, interspersed among huge moss-covered oaks. There are more than 40 laboratories, plus greenhouses, groves, and the world's largest library devoted to citrus. Browning steers me toward a concrete block building.
These are labs. This one happens to be the citrus nutrition lab.
In the absence of an actual cure, a big push for growers is to try to make sure the tree has optimal nutrition so it might withstand infection.
And this is a typical lab. I mean, it's got the wet benches and instrumentation and so on. Hi, Laura.
Hey, how are you?
Scientists and technicians hurry between labs, offices, and greenhouses. There's an air of concentrated effort. We cross a roadway to the entomology labs. The bacteria that causes greening is spread by a tiny insect called a psyllid. So scientists are trying to learn as much as possible about that insect and how to control it.
We can walk in here. Hi, how's everybody doing? This lab is working in the area of transmission of the pathogen by the insect vector. And so they're looking at the timing of how long does it take for an insect to feed on the plant before they can pick up the bacterium.
At this point, I really want to talk to one of the smiling young scientists that are hurrying around carrying trays and dishes. Dr. Browning apologizes but says, I'm not allowed to speak to anyone. The fear is that someone will say something that might give an orange grower false hope.
There are a lot of expectations out in the industry, and they're unrealistic because they're forced by the need that they have. And the scientists who normally work in an environment where they're not being asked every day, have you solved the problem, are moving outside of their comfort zone and making comments about progress before it's time.
Browning says that administrators need to protect the scientists, many of whom are quite early in their careers, from outside pressure.
And if we didn't do that, there would be parades of people here every day wanting to know, have we got the solution yet?
The urgency is understandable, he says. Greening now affects every citrus-producing county in Florida. Some growers are reporting losses of up to 40% of their crop. And the most recent USDA estimate of next season's orange crop is down 6%. The most immediate need is for some kind of therapy that can be given to an infected tree to make it healthy again. The long-term goal is to wipe out the disease or find a way to make the trees resistant. Browning says the Citrus Research Foundation is now funding 130 projects.
Science isn't easy, and this, I tell people, this is a tremendously complicated system we're working in. And we have every reason to fail, but we can't afford to.
In Lake Alfred, I'm Robin Sussingham.